I'm going to ask the children, please, to come up to the front, and we're going to continue looking at the life of the great servant of God, Hudson Taylor, just for a few moments this morning. So if the boys and girls usually come up to the front, want to come up, you're very welcome to do that, and it's good to have you joining with us this morning. I think there's just a couple coming down from upstairs, so we'll give them a moment or two. I hope you're all keeping well, boys and girls. Good to see you this morning. And just while a couple of others are gathering, I've got two little fudge bars with me this morning. And if you can put up your hand and answer these questions, you'll get one of these bars after the service. So I've been learning about Hudson Taylor, and he's going to be a missionary to the land of China. And as well as studying the Bible, Hudson Taylor studied something else before going to China. Can anybody tell me what that was? Yeah? Medicine, good man, yes. And the other question is, Hudson Taylor was engaged to be, or hoping to be engaged to be married. He'd fallen in love with a young woman, but he would not marry her for a certain reason. Can anybody tell me what that reason was, David? That's right, very good, well done. Parents didn't want her going to China. Now, I'll put these two fudge bars in the pocket because I could be tempted to eat them during the offering hymn, so I'll put them in the pocket and hopefully not eat them on you before the end of the service. Okay, so we're learning about Hudson Taylor, and one thing that Hudson Taylor promised that he would never do, he promised that he would never ask his boss for money. Mr. Hardy was his employer, and he was a doctor, and he was a little bit forgetful. And sometimes Mr. Hardy would forget to pay Hudson Taylor his wages at the end of each month. And Hudson Taylor used to just say, well, God knows how much money I need, and I have to learn to trust God completely, to trust God for everything, and to withhold from God nothing. And so I don't think it's right for me to have to go and ask Mr. Hardy for my money. If God wants me to have that money, well then God will put it upon his heart to give me that money. And I suppose in many people's eyes that was a very risky thing to do, because one day Hudson Taylor was struggling a little bit. Mr. Hardy hadn't paid him for a while, and he reached into his pocket, and all he had left in all the world concerning his money was half a crown. Now, I'm not just exactly sure how much money half a crown is. Some of the older people, much? Two and, what's that? 2 and 6? About 50p? Okay, half a crown anyway. That's all he had in his pocket. Maybe a little bit like a pound coin, or maybe not even just as much as that. That's all he had in his pocket, half a crown. And a man came to his door and says, Mr. Taylor, my wife is really, really ill. She's dying. And I need you to come immediately and to pray for my wife. And if you've got any medicine, to try and give it to her. So Hudson Taylor went to her home, and he found this little dusty, dingy room. And there's an old lady, she's lying in a bed, and she's very, very ill. And these people, they don't have any money, they have very little food. And Hudson Taylor began to pray for this sick woman. And then he put his hand into his pocket, and he felt this half-crown coin. And the Lord spoke to him. And he began to think, well, Lord, you know, if I'm praying that you will meet the needs of these people, and they've got absolutely nothing, well, Lord, I'm just going to trust you. And I'm going to give these people this half crown, and I'm going to trust you to provide for all of my needs. So he reached into his pocket. After he prayed for the couple, he handed the man the half crown and said, sir, you take that. That's for you. And as he left that house that day, Hudson Taylor was filled with joy. He was so happy that the Lord had enabled him to trust him, just to give God everything that he had and to serve others. And he began to pray, and he says, Lord, you know that I've no money left. And Lord, you know that I've no food left in the house. And Lord, you know that by this time tomorrow, I'm going to be hungry. And I'm going to be trusting you, Lord, to provide the money for me for tomorrow morning so that I can go out and buy food for my lunch. And that's what he prayed. And he got up the next morning, and he was praying and says, Lord, there's no food in the house. I need you to provide lunch for me. And then the postman came to his home, and the postman knocked the door of the house, handed Hudson Taylor a little parcel. He took that parcel in, he opened it up, and he found in that parcel a pair of gloves. And as he lifted the gloves up to try them on, a sovereign coin fell from between the two gloves and landed on his kitchen table. And so the Lord provided a sovereign. I don't know if anybody knows how much a sovereign is. I'll not ask Billy, because he didn't know much half a crown was. But a sovereign, I'm told, is something like four times as much as half a crown. So the Lord provided for Hudson Taylor four times as much as he had given away the day before. And he just had learned, folks, to really trust in the Lord. And God was honoring his faith. And as well, a couple of weeks later, news filtered through that that lady that he had prayed for who was so ill, well, she was getting better. And the Lord was answering his prayer. And then towards the end of that month, Mr. Hardy, Hudson Taylor's boss, came to Hudson Taylor and says, "Hudson, you never told me to pay you your wages for last month." And Hudson Taylor, he was all excited because, again, his money was running out. And he sort of reached out his hand, and Mr. Hardy said, "Hudson, I'm so, so sorry. You should have reminded me, because you know how forgetful I am. I forgot to pay you your wages, and I've put all the money that we have in the bank. It's Friday afternoon, the banks will be closed all weekend, and I'll not be able to pay you until next week." And Hudson Taylor thought, "Well, you know something, I have to pay my rent tonight. And if I don't pay my rent for my house this evening, and I've got no money, I'm going to be put out of my house." And Mr. Hardy, he maybe didn't know any of that, but he just said, "Hudson, I'm sorry, I'll not be able to pay you until next week." So for the rest of that day, Hudson Taylor prayed and he prayed and he prayed and says, "Lord, I have to go home tonight. The rent man's going to come to my house. I've got no money to give to him. Mr. Hardy's put all my wage money, all my salary, it's in the bank. He can't go there until next week. Lord, what am I supposed to do? But Lord, I'm trusting you. You have promised to meet my need." And he prayed like that all day. And then it began to get dark. Evening time came. It's time to close up the surgery. It's time to go home. Hudson Taylor's putting on his coat. And they're about to turn the key in the door. And a knock came to the door of the surgery. And it was Dr. Hardy's richest patient. And the patient says, "Mr. Hardy, I want to pay you for the work that you did for me during the week." And Mr. Hardy came in and opened up the envelope. And there was just enough in the envelope for Hudson Taylor's salary. And he handed Hudson Taylor the envelope. And he apologized and he told the story. "Man's come to the door. He didn't need to pay me just yet, but he wanted to pay me early. And here's your wages for the next month." And so again, Hudson Taylor had learned that he could trust God for everything. He could trust God to give. And he could trust God to provide. And Hudson Taylor knew that if I give unto the Lord, not only my money, but I give my time and my heart and everything that I am and everything that I have, I can trust God for everything so long as I withhold nothing. I can trust God for everything. I can trust God to take me to China. And he just began to pray again, "Lord, is it time for me to go to China?" And God said to him, "Hudson, not yet. I want you to go to London and to enroll there in medical school and to learn just a little bit more." So we'll learn next week, God willing, what happened after that. But thank you for your time. And we'll ask you now to go to your seats and back to your parents. So thank you very much, young people, for coming up to the front.